Hello, welcome to Michael's Business English Solution. This month we're looking at business meetings. First, the problem. In a meeting last week, I couldn't think how to explain my opinion in English and lost my chance to speak. How can I give my opinions effectively and politely? My solution. Use my three tips below to help you give your opinions effectively. Main point first, structure, fillers, and listing. Also, I will give you some examples of polite language for giving opinions. In meetings, people usually use a main point first structure to give opinions. You should start with your main point, followed by the details, your reasons, examples, etc. For example, I agree with this idea because, or I think changing the design will cut costs. For example, if you don't start with your main point first, the meeting members may get confused as to your meaning. Also, there is the danger of someone interrupting you before you get to the main point. Also, be careful to avoid long silences. Many Japanese business people pause for a long time before giving their opinion. This could be to gain thinking time or to show respect. However, in Western cultures, long silences, by long I mean over 3 or 4 seconds, could suggest you don't have anything to say. Instead of using long silences, use fillers. Fillers serve to fill that silence when you need thinking time. Common Japanese fillers are jasa, nandake, etc. In English, useful fillers include let me see, well, I think, etc. By using these, you gain valuable thinking time and stay involved in the discussion. Be careful not to wait for those long silences before speaking, as there is also the danger of other people starting to speak, meaning you could lose your chance to give your opinion. A good way to start your opinion is to use names, as people respond quickly to their names. For example, Mary, I see what you mean, but... Or, John, well, I think the second option may be cheaper than the first. My final tip is to use listing to structure your details. Organize the points into a list form. For example, there are 3 reasons I think. Firstly, secondly, listing makes your opinions clearer and also limits interruptions, as people should wait for you to finish. Some useful language. Asking for opinions. What do you think about this proposal? How do you feel about the new design? Are there any opinions on this matter? How do people feel about the new bonus system? Expressing your opinion. I'm convinced that this is the best proposal because... In my opinion, the new design is better in 2 ways. I think the best way to handle this matter is... I feel we need to discuss the new bonus system more before deciding. Agreeing and disagreeing. I totally agree with your proposal. You're right, the new design is much more attractive. That's a good idea. I see what you mean, but I think it may be too expensive. I'm still not sure that the new design is better than the old one. I'm afraid I disagree with your bonus system proposal, because... Next month, again, we'll be looking at business meetings. However, next month, we'll tackle the difficult topic, how to persuade people in a meeting. Challenging, but important. Thank you very much, and good luck.